Lesson 66. Lesson 66, Sam, we have some more S blends.
Yes, in Lesson 66, we introduced the SP beginning consonant blend, SP, the SPL, the SPL, and the SPR, SPR. Now, if you'll note, the SPL is a blend of three consonant letters, S, P, L, SPL. And the SPR is also a blend of three consonant sounds, S-P-R, 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 S-P-L, S-P-R, S-P.
But when we say them, it's usually we say them so quickly we don't even realize that there are three consonant blends going at the beginning. I mean, there are three consonants blended together.
Yes. Well, you see, when you study English, when you learn to read this way, you become aware of the phonetic structure of our words. In other words, that every letter has a sound, and every letter is articulated or spoken in the same sequence in which the letters appear. So you have SPL, and you say S-P-L, S-P-L, S-P-R, S-P-R, S-P-R. That's very important to understand the sequence of letters, show you the phonetic structure of the word.
And taking the time to understand this will help us become not only excellent readers, but excellent spellers as well.
Yes, and it'll help us understand how written language is put together, how an alphabetic system works. And of course, it becomes automatic. I mean, when you read these words for the second time in a very fluid way, you can see that it becomes quite automatic, and you're not even aware that you're blending sounds. You're just saying them.
All right, let's start with the sp in the first two columns. Spam, span, spank, spat, speck, sped, spell, spend. The next column, spent, spin, spit, spot, spud, spun, spunk. Now let's read the spl words, and we have splash, splint, split, splotch. And reading the spr blends together, let's read sprang, spring, sprung, sprig, sprint. Again, it's very important, as Sam has said many times, that we need to practice writing. So be sure, particularly on these, that you practice writing them. Writing will help you become an excellent speller as well as an excellent phonetic reader.
Incidentally, Helen, if any of the students want to write sentences using these words, they can do so on their own. And they may come up with some very interesting sentences of their own.
It would be a fun exercise just to take, you know, try to take the words in the lesson and put them together in sentences. But maybe someone will do that and send them to you, and we can include them in the next Alpha Phonics program.